That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals. No!
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything on this field, point them out, and get them out of here. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
Let's go! Bengals on three! One, two, three!
Fuck you. We like the Bengals. Starts now.
And we're back, baby!
How much are we roasting the Steelers?
A lot.
Are we sick of roasting them?
A lot.
Are we going to miss Jamar?
A lot.
Can we get his... Okay, Lloyd.
A lot?
I know I talk about this a lot. And I really... I know, I bring it up every episode. And I've been polite about it, and you've denied me every single time. So for fuck's sake, can we please get a Snell? Yeah.
Nah, G.
Does he ask us a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
I've wanted a Snell, yeah, for 2-3 years now.
What's
and
a
you
Snell
refused
yeah.
to give
all
me
right,
one.
So, all right. Explain what a Snell, yeah, is. So that
you, I think, so you were the one that found this.
Yes.
So
yes,
you,
I was,
you,
and it,
you explained
it. Bothered me immensely. All right. What's his name? Benny Snell.
Benny Snell.
He had a tattoo that said Snell, yeah.
Where?
Across his fucking stomach.
Oh, Jesus.
like the Tupac.
Sounds like a winner.
I hated it. So, like, I remember seeing it, and it, like, it depressed me. I hate the Steelers immensely.
Yes. So,
a lot.
As you see the terrible towel up there that's torn in half.
Yeah, a lot.
It's been through a lot, I see.
A lot. But anyway.
It's a running theme here.
So, all that aside, welcome back to
Fuck You,
We Like the Bengals. I'm Alex, sitting across from me, per usual.
Lloyd Johnson.
We have a couple guests. First to my left, regular guest.
Breezy Lee.
Per usual. Also, first time guest sitting across from us.
Martin Luther King. No, I'm Santino.
The fourth.
Yep.
The fourth.
So we're recording live from the Lorraine Motel, and it's
Martin Luther the King.
Nah, dude. It's Najee.
Najee.
But, dude, this is going to be a fun episode because, like, Santino, you've been, like, kind of like doing some music stuff. You apparently have some
kinda
ties.
Kind of doing some music stuff.
Kind of.
You know what? Santino, tell me, I've kind of been doing some comedy
stuff.
You've
kind of been doing some comedy.
There we go. We're even now.
Yeah, he's doing some open mics. Huh?
Yeah, he's done a couple.
Actually, yes, that's very true.
Ain't nothing wrong with us.
You do a shit ton of music. You've actually gotten, you said you were in touch with mom with T. Higgins' mom a little
man,
bit.
Twitter.
I know. And I think I'm going to reach out to her. But dude, so tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm a hip hop artist. Yes. Originally from here. I'm actually back and forth from here in Los Angeles now. But,
nice.
Yeah, man, I'm just a rapper, man. Nothing too special.
One that I've known since we were 12?
Middle school, yep.
Yeah.
No shit.
A lot of my shit's on TV, NFL, Major League Baseball.
Didn't you sell something to ESPN?
Yeah, ESPN, all over ESPN.
Yeah, what song was that?
Which one?
All right.
Yeah,
I
a lot of them, yeah. A lot, there we go.
Okay, a lot.
No, recently, I had a song, Go Get It, that was just used for HBO Hard Knocks.
Wow.
For the Jets.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Episode 2 in this season, last season.
Was Go Get It about the GM trying to get Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I guess so. There you go.
Yeah, she was a rapper too.
Yeah, I know. She was talking about that before off a microphone.
And also, I found out one of the people we're going to roast today also did a brief rap appearance.
Really?
Oh, and it's literally
Antonio Brown?
The last person you would expect.
Yeah, it's not what you. Yeah.
Do you know who
Antonio
it is?
Antonio Brown.
Yep. And did you do this for the pod too? Ah, yes.
I just saw it when I was looking up other shit, but yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you do some, and you also sit kind of close to me in the
yep,
stadium.
Yep, that's one the place to be, man.
It really is, because like you get a lot of the super fans over there.
That's
like,
where all the I call them the Bengals influencer section. That's
no,
where
yeah.
Also, it's all Tony. It's Bengals Jim.
Bengals Jim.
Captain's
down
wife,
there.
Hube.
Yeah,
everybody's down there in that section.
There's a guy. He's like a section over me. He has a jersey jersey that says kicking your ass. That's dope. He's like right next to me. Oh, do you know Jeff Trenipal? He's the Strawberry Iceman.
Oh yeah, I know who that. I'm
yeah, he's a so him and I help run Houdet Nation on Facebook together, and he's just a giant goof of a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter, you got to come to Bengals Twitter, man. That's
I'm starting to, but like I've always like
X. No,
well I can still call it Twitter. I'm old
school.
Let's
please call it Twitter.
Yeah, same. I call it Twitter.
X. Every time I see the app, I'm like, is that a porn site?
Same.
It, right? It is if you type X it two videos? More times.
Yeah.
It is if you're
when you're drunk.
It is if you have very fragile masculinity and
you need to.
Do you guys have a Twitter?
I do have a Twitter. And I've mainly used it for jokes.
Yeah, that's where it's at, man. That's what I'm telling you.
No, but does Fuck You We Like the Bengals have a Twitter?
Yeah, we have a Twitter.
You need to get on. I'll get you. Start tweeting me, and then I'll get you into the Bengals Twitter algorithm.
Hell yeah. Please do.
There we go. We'll just start commenting.
I'm actually pulling it up right now.
Yeah. Fuck You Like the Bengals?
Yep.
Fuck. I have been kind of inactive on there because I'm just like, I got so much shit going on. But like.
Yeah. Windsor Daddy Podcast, all those dudes that are homies. Zim Houdet.
Yeah.
Shout out Ace Boogie.
Yeah.
Those are my guys.
There was a Trippy. I mean, the Trippy Red was on the sideline recently.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was random too.
Yeah.
I don't know that he knew he was there.
No, he publicist.
I'm not sure he knew he was.
Yeah, he didn't know he's there. Publicist, and I'm sure he's friends with one of the players. Those players, they're in their 20s, man. Trippy Red is, you know what I mean? That's their generation of shit. So,
dude, there was a video I saw. I think it was before the Bills game. They were all dancing to Ski Yee.
Yeah.
On the field.
It was, yeah. Matter of fact, they had her at a Jets game because Sauce Gardner was dancing to it.
Go Bearcats.
On Hard Knock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the episode after the one they used. Like my music and then Ski Yee plays. What the fuck?
No, I got a kick out of... Fuck, who was it? DJ Ivy. He was wearing an Ugly God shirt.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I was like, all right, man.
And right, now he's out for the year.
I'm about to say, did Ugly God get into some legal troubles or
something? I haven't heard shit. I just
he might have.
Wait, a rapper getting into legal trouble? What is
what
this?
Is this?
This is new to me.
That happened before my fame in my career, my legal troubles. So
yeah,
we're not going back to that.
I've had a couple brushes.
Yeah, I was there for a few of those, I think.
I don't know. Maybe.
I've had
it's
a couple.
Possible. Some of them, like Boots.
Huh?
Over there, like a Boots or a fucking Hammonds or.
Nah, never over there.
Okay. Real.
I've had a couple brushes with the law, but they're both. It was like twice, and they're both two of the whitest reasons I could have possibly gotten it.
Speeding tickets.
Black Lives Rally.
That was one of
you
them.
You touching little boys, man?
No, he's not that Catholic. Come on.
It's the whitest thing. That or guns.
I grew up Christian, not
okay,
Catholic.
There we go.
I got arrested at the protest. And I mean, this is a closed case now. I got a Dewey, but I got out of it because I blew under.
That's gangsta of you.
It is. It was so fun. Man, Lloyd, how was your week, man?
Very frustrating. I was supposed to have a procedure where they burn all the nerves in my lower back.
Okay.
But they, I guess, scheduled it all over each other. Like,
yeah.
So I now have to wait till the 5th. So I spent like 3 days in a row, like, reading everything about this procedure and how like it can really fucking suck.
Yeah,
and,
so
like,
you're okay. Psyching yourself out.
And then we go there and I'm like, why are we at this facility and not the one where they do this shit? And then they get there, they're like, oh, this is it was supposed to be a follow-up appointment. You're supposed to have it done a few weeks ago. I was like, motherfucker, this is the appointment you gave me.
Right?
you
like,
fucked up.
I came here to get this fixed.
Yeah, yeah. So now that's a whole new whatever. But
yeah.
Other than that, my sexy ass woman did amazing in school, and I'm
that
very
fucking
proud of
rule. Congratulations, Breezy!
Thank you.
Shout out.
Thank you.
You got above a 3.0.
I'm gonna do that thing where I'm like, I hope I did. I mean, these are the grades that I know, but I hope I did.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I don't know. I'm always like, something's gonna happen. Somebody put a grade in wrong, and that wasn't for real.
Good.
But
get out of your own.
It was nice. I cried a lot.
Yeah, school was stressful. Those, I remember
the tears are hot, so I like.
Yeah,
cry more.
it works for me.
No, I mean, I remember when I graduated. Like I said before the recording, I graduated with a 2.9, or as my resume calls it, a 3.0.
There you go.
Yeah,
and I remember like the
one around. We learned to round.
So when I was in college, I took 2 5-credit-hour Spanish classes, and there was like Spanish 1001, Spanish 1002. I had taken 4 years of Spanish in high school.
No shit. Do you?
No, they were the easiest A's I ever got,
really?
And they were 5-credit-hours. So like severely boosted my GPA. Right. And I made, there was one, I think like my spring of my junior year, I made the dean's list.
Okay.
Hell yes, yeah. Alex.
But it was also like I took like just some class from him. I got like A's and B's that semester, which was like unheard of for me.
That's what's up, man.
That's was, fantastic.
Yeah, but honestly, I didn't mean to rant on your dude.
Yeah, no, you're no, fucking no. Yeah, you know how you, we were talking about you? Alex did the.
That was rude of me.
It's okay. But that's, but honestly, though.
Enough about you.
Yeah.
It is, it's wild, though, when you do it later on in life and then you're like, holy shit, this is what this feels like.
Yeah.
This is, and I don't even have kids. When I was sitting in class with people that I knew that had like 3 and 4 kids at home and they're doing this and going to their job, I felt like a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't even got kids. Like,
I mean, you got me.
I mean, it's me and LJ, but like, we like
grown ass kid.
Like,
yeah, I mean,
baby Huey.
Nobody wants rabbits. To play with me. But like,
I have no friends.
Yeah, it felt really.
Going to the garden to eat worms.
Hell yeah.
It was cool though. But I'm happy.
Hell yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
How many credits do you have to go before you graduate?
None of your fucking business.
Shit, I don't even know because I'm doing extra classes. So I'm just, all I know is if I do full time for 2 more semesters, then I get to graduate at the end of the summer.
Fuck yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, because I'm getting the marketing degree first.
It'll be here before you know it.
Fuck yeah.
It really, and I always tell like, because I DJ in college bars because I'm, yeah. It's,
why do you admit that? So,
so I'm telling like jokes about it now and I'm like, I preface it by saying, like, I hate saying this into a microphone because I'm sure you work in the music industry. DJs are fucking chodes and a half.
God, I can't wait till you lose your hair and you actually just become Mikey.
I'm not. So I have the genes where I don't think I'm going to because my dad is like in his mid-60s.
It has to do with your mother's side.
Because both my grandparents on my mom's side were barbers. And everyone I know has had full heads of hair.
Yeah, you have beautiful hair, Alex.
It's a good problem to have.
All right, just fall asleep over here once.
Wait, what?
Fall asleep over here one time.
A sharp dickhead on your forehead.
I'm going to shave you up like Mikey.
Oh, no. It'll grow back
in
2 weeks.
It's
his hair.
Haven't we talked about, I was like, I went to DJ gigs with my father when I was young because he was on the radio. So one of his side gigs was DJing weddings.
Yeah, it's one of mine too.
See, but you don't. Daddy issues.
Up.
He's not a good person.
There's a reason she ended up with me.
Stop it. There's definitely a reason I dropped my last name off Facebook a long time ago. But I grew up where, like, I remember queuing up CD players. Like, have you ever done that?
I did
cassettes.
This is literally what I DJ from. This computer right here is what I play for.
That's so crazy. And see, so you can legit scratch. So
I can't. No.
Oh, you can't scratch?
I just used to make stop tape. So like if it was something I wanted to hear and I have to catch it on the radio, you record it. And then like the next thing you want.
Oh, I did that too. Yeah, but I'm talking about like doing actual gigs.
Oh, hell nah.
Like,
I can rap, but I'm not.
I remember Jason Gardner drunkenly trying to play us a fucking mixtape he was making for Ashley.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He was over at Jeremy McTagg's house.
Jay Garner's over at McTagg's?
Yeah, I guess there was a party up the street at someone else's, and then they came over to McTagg's. Whatever, it's... But he was literally, like, playing a fucking cassette that he had made for Ashley at the time.
I remember sitting there by the radio just waiting for your one song to play.
Yeah.
There it is.
And you just got to sit there for 2 hours just for song out of, like, a four-hour set.
These kids are spoiled, man. They can just pick it. Like, even the fucking videos. Like, I remember rushing home from school to watch Rap City and
watch
the whole show just to watch the one video you wanted to see, and then you weren't even guaranteed it was going to come on.
Yeah.
Or that they would play the whole video.
But
they
that's how you found
short.
Other shit that you didn't know you liked. You know what I'm saying? I remember the first time I heard Nas, Whose World Is This?
Oh, The World Is Yours?
Yeah, The World Is Yours. Like, I remember the first time I heard it.
I listened to that album.
Who is this guy? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wasn't he like 19 when he recorded that?
He might have been 17.
Did anyone else check out Scarface's Tiny Desk thing?
I did. I just watched it today. It was dope. Right? Super dope.
I just watched it
this morning.
Sorry. I just wanted to.
No, you're good.
I was watching that earlier and I was like playing it over my new Grogu speaker.
Right, there you go.
And everybody, like, I have a.
Shout out Homebuys.
A big giant Bluetooth speaker that it's shaped like Grogu, has a big pointy ears, and I was just playing a Tiny Desk concert over there, and like one of the guys that was helping out he walked in. He's like, "What the fuck is this? This is awesome." I was like, "It's Scarface,
baby, face bomb."
He's like, "Zarface?" I was like, "No, Scarface." Zarface.
Also, give you a quick tutorial.
Let me guess, he was white.
I'm gonna give you a, I'm gonna give you a quick tutorial on how to piss off Lloyd. So, dude, your baby Yoda speaker is awesome.
You have a baby Yoda speaker?
Grogu.
Oh, okay. I see what you're
saying. It's not baby Yoda.
It's Grogu.
I didn't know.
I mean, you know what? I knew that, but I didn't know that.
His name is Grogu.
Okay, there you go.
He's my friend.
Yeah. Dude, I have a fucking so before we get into the Bengals, because
Is about the Bengals?
This is about the Bengals. Shockingly enough, you're in Bengals.
Bengals?
You got the fucking Ted Karras hat, you got the Burrow jersey on. So I was at the game, but I had to leave because I had to go to a wedding that was at like 4 o'clock.
You're a better friend than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd be like, I'm going to be late.
So I left.
And drunk.
I left right after Mixon scored.
Oh, okay.
And I'm leaving the state.
Wait, ran over pace?
Yes.
They were fighting. Did you see them almost getting a fight? I'll let you continue. Go ahead.
So I had to go to a wedding. And I'm like, I'm leaving the stadium. And I just see like a touchdown banner. Mm. And this is when Jermaine Pratt picked six Mullins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but then they negated it because Trey Hendrickson was offside. Yeah. Like, he jumped like
barely,
but it's just enough.
Yeah.
But so we had the wedding. We partied all night. And we were in this...
Did you get some squish?
I did not. We were in the... we went to a Holiday Inn down the... We went to DeVue Park for the reception. Then we came down the hill to a Holiday Inn. We just, like, drank all night.
Another Holiday Inn.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't want to spring for a hotel room because I'm just... I'm a broke road comic. I don't want to spring for that. But they're like, hey, we don't need the conference room until noon tomorrow. So what I did was I just, like, spread out, like, 8 chairs.
In the conference room? You just crashed in the conference room?
I just crashed in the conference
room.
That's
a finesse move.
Hey,
I don't know if you know this or not, but he has autism. So
like, yes.
Like real autism?
Yeah.
Spectrum?
And we both do.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, no, so I just...
Like, until I was, like, 30-something.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. And when the more random each new learned thing gets, the more you realize, oh, this might be autism.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, when they explained it to me, like I literally, so I was in a trial for a medication when I found out, and it was literally a girl like, that's what she does. That's like her main focus, and she was just like, so who's your BT? Because like you really have like a blah blah blah, and I was like, I don't know what that means. And she's like, behavioral therapist, and I was like, I don't have one of those. And she's like, well then how have you learned about it? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, has no one ever told you that you're on the spectrum? I was like, no. And then she
How do they determine that, though?
Oh, they gave me a bunch of fucking things to fill out and then interviewed me and whatever. And then, yeah. So it was just funny because it was like, oh, shit, now so many things make sense.
Yeah.
I don't like blinking lights, loud noises. I get angry at everything. Oh,
I'm
okay.
About to say that fluorescent light story you're just telling.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's wild to like... You knew me in high school. Like I was cool with like every group
Everybody,
of people,
yeah.
whatever. But I wasn't like close with anyone.
Yeah, nah, I feel you.
But I was always like, you know, everyone knew me as a big weird dude who will fight you. Like I'm not trying
true.
To be.
I was a small weird dude who will fight you, and fail miserably.
With them big ass hands, I feel like if you hit somebody with one of them fucking lunch
well,
boxes.
I told you, I took
big ass fucking weird hands.
These are giants.
His hands are the same size as mine.
There was a girl at an open mic last night. We were at Hi-Fi Mount Adams, and she was like, oh, yeah, big hands. Does that mean your dick's big, too? And I'm like, I do not feel comfortable responding to that right now.
He's like, I do not want to lie to you.
I'd be like, you want me to show you?
Oh, come on. I just,
Alex, I'm sure you have a fucking knee banger. Because it's always the dudes who don't use it.
Right?
It's always the dudes who don't use it the same way that have it. Like, you look at me, I'm 6'5", 250, fucking... angry, covered in tattoos. You would think I...
Oh! Microphone fell.
Hey, that was,
you did catch
that
it.
That was good.
So
yeah, you would think that, like, I...
There we go. Sorry about
piece,
the loudness.
She can attest to this. It's...
It's fucking
mediocre
wild.
At best.
How do we get here?
Because they're talking about... what were we...
autism
big
and
hands, big...
Autism.
Dicks.
Autism and dicks. They go
so,
hand in hand. Especially so, his giant fucking hands.
So anyway, I was at the wedding ceremony. I'm just like, and my dad was like, were you watching the game at the wedding? I was like, I played the fifth because it was literally like the game was in, like the waning seconds were in overtime. And like the waning seconds of overtime were like, it was like looking down in my fucking lap, just like trying to watch. And they made the field goal, turn it off, watch the rest of the wedding.
Right. You're like, yeah.
But
like,
I lost a friend over not going to his wedding because a fight card was too good.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, hey, man, are you coming? I was like, absolutely not.
Weddings are overrated.
So
he's like, why? I was like, because fucking it was Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor. I was like, I'm watching this card. Like,
and Lloyd, me, Lloyd, Santino, and Breezy were talking about this beforehand. I am a believer in, it's the butterfly effect, you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Travis Scott song. I know things. And it's basically the philosophy is like, if you kill a fly in the past, it'll affect the future. It's like, bummed I missed everything. Hugely bummed. But I'm just like I said, I'm a believer in the butterfly theory. So if I wonder what it would have happened if I didn't leave. It's like, it's just
if they would have lost.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a weird superstition.
I'm like that, like with the AFC Championship. So the season before, I went to the home game against the Raiders. Then the next week against Tennessee, didn't go to Kansas City and they won. So last season, I had no plans on going to Kansas City, and John Kiss calls me at 6 a.m. and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's fucking 6 a.m. Like,
you want to pick up that name he just dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did pick up that name.
Nah, that's my boy. So he's like, you're going to the game now. I'm picking you up in a Ben Sprinter. So I was like, do I not go because of my superstition? And I wound up going and they lost. So maybe if I would have stayed.
Well, I'll tell you what. We figured it out here at our house.
I knew he was going to bring it up.
They win. If she doesn't make pizza bombs, they
gotta make pizza bombs
every time. Seriously,
but now that we said something, though,
no, it's been 100%.
No, he said it the first time. First time I made him, it was like crazy that we won. You were like, it's because of the pizza bombs, or it might even been the second time, but you were like, see,
the pizza bombs,
because you didn't make pizza bombs. Because I think what last season I made pizza bombs every time we played,
every playoff, everything that they won, she made them.
But not AFC Championship?
She didn't.
Not AFC Championship?
She did not.
So I remember that play, that game was like Joseph Osai just shoving Patrick.
That's when I got up and walked out.
I wrote a line this year for an article series I read where I said, I wish Joseph Osai shoved Jackson Mahomes instead.
God. That fucking tune.
Yeah, what a twat.
He's a twat, yeah.
But so anyway, like I said, I was discussing the ending of the Bengals Vikings game. Lloyd, Santino, Breezy, do you guys want to fucking talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
A game. They pulled it off. It was absolutely insane.
It was.
Because the Bengals were down, 17-3 going into the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm. They first scored 21 points in the fourth.
First play of the fourth quarter was Browning to T, touchdown. They're back in it. And then fucking.
Back to that superstition. I was watching a game in my living room.
Okay.
And they were losing. And I was like, I'm going in the other room. And I went in the other room and I'd stop. But when I stopped watching, good things happen. And then, but I was checking Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was watching everybody's reaction on Twitter. So then I was like, fuck, I'll just watch on my phone. So I started watching on my phone, and they started doing good. But then I was laying in a certain direction in my bed, and my phone died. Then I had to go lay in this direction because I had to have it on the charger. And they start doing bad again. So I had to turn back around on the other side of the bed, and they won, and I couldn't get up out of the bed. And my wife was stuck in the bathroom the whole game because they were like, ever since I've been in the bathroom, they've been doing good. I'm like, bitch, stay in there.
Seriously, this is. What do I do? What have I always done?
She doesn't watch till the second half.
Really?
No, she cooks and whatever. Or there's times she doesn't cook. She'll be like, we'll be fucking hungover or whatever. She'll just be like, I'm going to. And she'll like scrub the counter or something.
While
like
the game's on.
Yep,
though.
I can't look.
And she won't watch until the second half.
And even we were out of town. And it was the Bills game. It was the Snow Angel game.
Yeah,
and we were out of town, and we were people from all these different states. I had Bengal bombed the entire house. I went through, put a throw blanket down, had Bengal shit everywhere. And we're downstairs watching the kickoff, and I was like, all right,
see you guys later.
And everyone's looking at Lloyd like,
all right, but everyone there. All right, so understand, like, this is like 25 people. Most of them, actually, no one else from Ohio. They were all Bengals fans that day.
Okay.
None of their people were in still.
Yeah, but like it's a bunch of people from like New York, Massachusetts. But everyone was Bengals fans that day because of me and her. And I figure out how to get the game on. Like I had to pull it up on my laptop and stream it because it wasn't available where. Blah, 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 blah. And as soon as it starts, she's like, all right, guys, I'll see you in a little bit. And she walks out and everyone just looks at me like, what the fuck is happening? I was like, she doesn't watch the first half of the game. Like, what the fuck?
And this was the divisional game last year where they just fucking crushed it immediately.
Ass that whole game.
And I would hear them yell and I'd be cooking.
I almost got into a fight that game with my kids in the stands. Someday, so the Buffalo fans were cool until they realized they were losing.
Yeah, and they were getting stomped.
They were yelling, break Joe Burrow's leg. And I was like, really, fucker? Like,
oh, wow.
That's real classic.
Oh, yeah, this was literally 3 weeks after we almost broke DeMar Hamlin.
Almost. No, he died.
But that's the thing, though. So we had this weird relationship with the Bills fans. Like, of course, when Andy got him into the playoffs. So they, like, loved us, right? Then the DeMar shit happened. Then they loved him. Then we beat him beat him in that divisional round. And so the DeMar game, I was at that game too.
I was there
on Twitter the whole week. We were going back and forth with Bills fans, right? Then that shit happened. That first drive, we were fucking cooking. We were going
to
win that game.
It was Burrow to Boyd.
We were going to win that game. So we've been arguing with them that whole time on Twitter. So then the fucking divisional game comes out. We smoked their boots. Bro, they fucking turned on us. What happened to the fucking DeMar shit? They hate us now, but we get into it more so with Chiefs fans than anything.
The Chiefs fans, their fucking Facebook pages are almost like, they're 30% Bengals.
So this is why, this is why in Houdet Nation, the group I run, we've enacted a no Chiefs policy. Mm-hmm. We just delete all Chiefs posts.
Fucking hate the Chiefs.
But
didn't you post...
We'll get to it. But right now, the Vikings, they probably hate us too because they also probably hate their own players. They hate Kevin O'Connell. They hate Nick Mullins is fine.
They're in shambles.
I was trying to shit talk Uncle Si, and he was not responding at all.
He was either in PT or he also had a don't tell that night.
Well, no, I'm saying like during the game, he responded to something like right at the beginning and then nothing else after.
Yeah, same.
I was like, all right, my prediction will come true if they just get 31 unanswered points. And then all of a sudden they get two touchdowns. I was like, well, there's 14 of them.
Well, Daddy Mac helped us cement it.
Connor McLegger.
I like that.
you have a Connor McLegger jersey.
I do.
But also, dude, the start of the fourth quarter.
My stepdad.
The start of the fourth quarter, non-existent through the first three, absolutely came to life in the fourth quarter, was T-Ma fucking Higgins. And also... underrated star of the game, which we'll get to in a little bit, his mother. So let's talk about T first. Holy shit.
Might be one of the most fucking infamous plays that...
Oh, my God.
Under the radar, one of the coolest fucking things. Just unbelievably, like, aware and, like, heads-up moment.
What's funny is
pay that fucking man.
I remember that's happening to us on the opposite end. You know what I'm saying?
Like a crazy,
In the game, and we would lose.
Giants game where Brandon Marshall fucking like broke a tackle from everyone on the fucking Bengals?
It's been plenty of times Antonio Brown's done that to us versus against the Steelers and shit.
It's like the when it was the Packers-Vikings Monday night game when like Favre threw it up to Antonio Freeman and he's like laying on the ground and just like doesn't even touch the ground. Right. He just like goes and get it. Picks it up, runs it for a touchdown, and Al Michaels is like, he did what? That might be one of the most insane plays I've ever seen.
And then Favre sent someone underwear picks.
Jen Sturger, shout out.
That was when he was with the Jets, though.
Yes, it was.
Well, I'm sure it happened when he was with
the Jets. Right. He's getting caught. And then he's stealing money.
Oh, he's always been kind of a cocksucker.
Yeah, he's a shady fucker.
Stole money from fucking charity.
Yes, he did.
Fuck yourself.
To build a volleyball arena.
Fuck you.
So, but dude, T fucking absolutely lit it up. And he's like, he's had like concerns with drops all year and just like kind of inconsistent play.
Yeah,
he was hurt a little bit. But
that's where the tweet came from.
So, do you guys want to talk about the tweet?
Let's
go. Because you're bros with T's mom.
Yeah, she's cool as fuck.
So, I mean, I've seen her come to the Bengal Gym's tailgate sometimes.
Yeah, that's our hang with her.
Lit as fuck. So, she says, like, that was a crazy catch, and then some. So some dude responded to T's mom, like proud of her son, where he's like, incomplete.
Your son
can't catch a pass. And then Lloyd, how did T's mom respond?
She's like, motherfucker, you can't catch your breath.
You're so fat, you can't catch your breath.
That shit went viral. You know what's funny? As soon as he catches the touchdown pass, dude deleted the tweet.
No, of course. He deleted his account.
Oh, did he?
He's gone.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that. I just saw the tweet was gone.
He privatized his account, and now I checked like a couple of days ago. It is gone from the internet.
He got cooked.
Oh, yeah. He got cooked so hard. And that dude, I don't even know who that dude is, but like, if anything.
People be saying some wild shit to her. Matter of fact, I just said some shit to somebody, said some wild shit to her. On the way here, as a matter of fact, some bullshit like she reposted something, and it was like, I don't know if it was a sports analyst talking about T or something, and they were like, they asked if he was number one somewhere, and they were like, yeah, and she was like, she reposted it and was like, that's what I'm saying, and then someone commented and was like, sound like you don't want him to be in Cincinnati next year, guess him paying your bills. Hey, something about him paying her bills, like, motherfuckers start cooking, dude. Like,
dude.
They always come for her.
She's unfucking real. Yeah. And that tweet was just like, I mean, it had to have, like, put her into, like, literally the national spotlight.
No, it did. It made some blogs, like.
Yeah, I mean, really? I saw a thing, like, being able to go bananas, they had, like, just had something playing on the computer of, like, ESPN or whatever.
And they were, like, oh, it made over. ESPN?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, it was, like, two of the analysts talking about, like, this player's mom is so active on Twitter that she's accrued a following, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, maybe that's about T. And then, like, 13 seconds later, like, it's T Higgins.
Yeah, she was cooking shit.
And I remember before the draft, before T was drafted, like, they had, like, this, like, player profile of T Higgins, and the last line was, like, his mom battled drug addiction for 16 years. Yeah. And then, like, people were like, why would they post that? And then T was like, no, I'm, like, happy that my mom's a fighter and she survived it. And then people were like throwing that.
I want you to know that bitch will cut you.
Yeah, she's a G.
People threw that at her, like,
in the cheek.
It's like, your mom's a fucking drug addict, and I'm like, no, she's cool.
Nah, they be saying wild shit on Twitter, but she be throwing it right back at them. Like,
yeah, she's fucking great.
No, she rules. And we were talking about Santino, dude. We got. I mean, this is a roast podcast.
That's roast.
I'm gonna reach out to her, and if she doesn't say anything. I might have to. I might have to get a little AST.
She gonna say something.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh, I already wrote a tweet and included both the podcast and Santino and the Bengals.
I don't think you heard that he's doing something with the mailman guy.
Yeah. We're gonna be on the radio. So.
What?
She just sent out a thing to him about coming to shows. And
that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, we're gonna be on Kiss with John Johnson.
She's a Price
Hill
kid.
That's awesome.
Huh?
She's a Price Hill kid.
Oh no, so is he.
Yeah.
He's legit. My cousin posted on her Facebook like, "Hey, that mailman is my mailman."
They invited him to the game.
Seriously, how much he does for the community.
Yeah,
that is what I aspire to do.
Yeah,
so,
I was literally chatting with him all day today.
I for real sent him a message.
No, with the mailman.
Oh, with the mailman? Nice.
Yeah, I was like, if you want to come through our show next week in Northside, I was like, I'll throw you some bones, or like, you pick a charity, I'll put some money in, like, just because that is for real, like, coming, like, I grew up in South Fairmount and Price Hill, so like... I even do a joke about how, like, no one knows where South Fairmount is, so I gotta say... Price Hill. But goals is to be able to just throw all the money there.
Nah, for sure. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. My mom worked her ass off to make sure we got to go to private school. Meanwhile, you know, my neighbors didn't get to. It was just kind of.
Yeah, they didn't go to school at all.
Crazy.
They just bred pit bulls and fist fought people who had nice shoes.
I mean, they went to the cool public school down the street that had a giant.
Sounds like
snake.
The West Side.
Yeah, right.
What's your joke? The far east side of the West Side?
Yeah, the far east side of the West Side.
Also known as Price Hill. Go check it out. Great architecture. Right. But swallow your jewelry.
Yeah, like,
I was the far east side of the east side, meaning Anderson Township represent. If you don't know what it is.
Let me sum it up for you. His dad repairs tennis courts.
There you go. That's all I need to hear.
If you want to know where Anderson Township is, drive down Columbia Parkway until you only see white people. That's Anderson Township.
There you go.
Drive out 5 Mile until it starts looking like 8 Mile.
Right.
Yep.
Past Beachmont, right?
But
yeah.
Also, so we got a lot more to talk about with the Bengals because holy shit, what a game! Some stats for you: Joe Mixon 10 rushes, 47 and a touchdown. By the way,
I mean.
What a touchdown.
Let's give him credit that also that was just like his stats for that game don't really.
You got to look at his all-purpose.
Well, I'm saying it doesn't show like how hard he was working for that game, like how hard he was fucking running.
Also, that touchdown was a 4th and 1. That is clutch as hell.
Yeah,
to tie the game, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Also, you can tell just what he does for everybody's spirit when he's on the field.
Hell yeah.
He amps everybody up.
When he's on his game, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
For sure.
I mean, it's the NFL.
Break one long one, though.
It's the NFL. The guy who smacked the shit out of a white girl for saying the N-word. They
always do fucking coming after him on Twitter for that. I'm like, never add the part where they say where she hit him and caught him a fucking nigger. Like,
and then spit at him.
Right. Like, it was like, oh, he beat up a white girl. I'm like, you're missing a lot of context out of that.
Yeah.
Like, also, we did just hit a milestone for Fuck You Like the Bengals. First time we've had the N-word said live on the podcast.
Bang, bang,
actually, you might.
I need a plaque for this.
I keep trying, but Alex says no. I figure my name is Lloyd Johnson. That's that's a 53
right.
year old.
They
black
won't
man
know. No, who would know? Who would know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you heard the name Lloyd Johnson, you're like, that's a 53 year old black man with the Sugarfoot. Like,
he got the sugars.
Hey, that dude knows where fishing holes are, though, right?
Right.
Like, you've met
definitely
that guy.
Does.
That's what I'm saying. So,
Some receiver stats. So Chase is out this week.
Chase is out.
And this is why I'm not overly concerned with Chase being out, because it is a big loss. It really is. But Jake Browning does an excellent job at spreading the ball around to everybody. And if you don't believe me, listen to this. Tanner Hudson, 5 receptions, 49 yards. Jamar, 4 for 64. T, 4 for 61. And 2, all in the fourth quarter. Chase Brown, 3 for 28. Joe Mixon, 3 for 14. Tyler Boyd, 2 for 53, including the absolutely critical 44-yard catch in overtime.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to score.
Yeah, same. And that would have been absolutely sick. I think that would have been way more fun than the field goal.
Yeah,
which,
nah, for sure. Yeah.
Props to Daddy Connor McLager. But if Boyd had scored, Paycor Stadium would have like come off its
hinges.
Hell
yeah.
And you were at the Ravens playoff game, right?
Yep, yep.
Loudest I've ever heard that stadium was the fumble in the jungle.
I don't know. I think it was louder the Bills game.
No, like in that individual moment.
Oh, in that moment,
that moment, it's the loudest I've ever heard that stadium.
I didn't know what happened. Like, I was like, wait, what happened? I was, you know what? Superstition again, that game, I was watching backwards. Well, I had to watch the Jumbotron the whole game. So I'm like watching.
Yeah.
Game's going on behind me though.
So
hip hop artist who has no idea how microphones work. That's beautiful.
So that moment,
I was reenacting something.
Oh, you're doing an act up.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
want to be a comic.
Yeah,
okay.
So that moment, I'll literally never forget it because I did not cheer when that happened. I just stood with my jaw dropped.
he cummed.
I did a little bit. I'm looking around the stadium. I mean, I'm seeing fans. Like, lose their minds. Like, I've never seen anyone at a stadium lose their minds before.
Everyone in the city was screaming, Rah!
And so, shout out to friend of the pod, Josh O'Neill's cousin, for pulling that off.
Yep.
But yeah, I'll never forget that. Crazy. Anyway, Mitch Wilcox, 2 for 20. Irv Smith, 2 for 18. Charlie Jones, 2 for 10. Yoshi, Travion Williams, and Drew Sample all had 1 reception apiece.
Yoshi going off this week.
You think so?
Think so.
He's due.
I love Yoshi.
Yeah, he's such like. So I was doing a little bit of research on him for like sports writing and such, and like, dude was like a super athlete at Princeton. He was a track guy, and he was like a football guy. Yeah. So football guy. He's a football player.
Oh wait, he is.
I think so.
What?
Oh, what is this?
He was like a
podcast.
I think it was like a super. It was like a heptathlete or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, he was like
he had hepatitis and still did all that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
No, it was, let me look it up. I got to log out of Pornhub. Leave me alone. he was like a star heptathlete or something like that. Yep, heptathlete.
Nice.
He was so good.
Well, explain that again.
It's an athlete that has hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
Yep. I'm sure there's some NFL players that have given it to people and gotten themselves in lawsuits. So the one thing I am concerned about though is like the Bengals defense is 31st in the NFL in yards allowed per game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've also had like good fortune with like, cause we have like the second best turnover margin in the NFL.
We're bend don't break defense though, and I think that is a lot of Lou's game plan. He likes, I think he likes to let you show your hand.
Yeah,
and then he'll cook you off of what you showed him.
Well, Lou, I couldn't agree more.
He'll give up the middle. He'll give you some points. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'll let you get one off this drive so I can see what you're doing. And then he kind of makes his move. He's on some mafia shit. That's why I fuck with Lou.
Yeah, I think it's very, very, very much like a read and adjust. Yeah, as yep, goes. Yep. And I think that might be
they rely on their depth for that.
New key on defense in the NFL because it's becoming such an offensive based league.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the style of defense Lou does that Ben don't break.
Yeah.
Right. Might
I'll
be,
spot you 7 points. It, you know
might
what I'm saying?
Be the, it might be the future of what we see from a lot of teams.
Not for real.
And we're also with this has been one of the most unique years I've been watching football for 20 years, which I mean it pales in comparison to what you guys have done though. Because I mean I started watching when I was like,
so call me old.
Yeah, it was a subtle way of calling him
dig, wasn't it?
But this is like this has been such a unique year because I've never seen this many backup quarterbacks ever.
Never.
It's never happened. So I read something the other day. This is the first time there's been as many backup and third string quarterbacks playing ever in
they
the
said
NFL.
It's been 58. Different quarterbacks playing it in
and it
this year.
Hasn't even all been due to injury. Like Garoppolo is healthy, Mac Jones is healthy, Desmond Ridder is healthy. They just all kind of suck.
They just got benched because yep.
Yeah, things happen, and now it's like Bailey Zappi, Aiden O'Connell, and fucking
Levy or whatever his name is.
Does anyone else really hate all the names of the backup quarterbacks?
They are really weird, aren't they?
Like, it feels very much like soccer
they're,
mom names.
And they're, like, great value names of quarterbacks. Like.
Yeah, like, it feels like oh, my kid wasn't good enough at soccer, so Jake I finally Browning. Caved in and let him play.
So I remember the Bengals drafted a quarterback Bailey. In the fourth round 1 year, and I heard a guy say, this guy has the most perennial second stringer name I've ever heard.
Who was it?
Ryan Finley.
Ryan Finley. I remember him.
Hey. Shout out.
Legend. Steelers enemy.
Yeah, he is. The meme
that,
of him smiling.
That fucking infamous, that infamous picture of him smiling.
Yeah.
It's so just, good. It's perfect. Cracked it's cracked
me. You see that on Twitter a lot.
Yeah. So how do you guys think we beat the Steelers this weekend? What are the keys
run
to...
Run the ball.
Run the ball?
Show up.
Yeah. Because
just
I,
be there.
I wrote a little thing today about it. My three keys are... treat it like the revenge game that it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't let Mason Rudolph produce because the last time the Bengals played the Steelers was with Kenny Pickett. And he cooked our asses.
With his little tiny hands.
Yes, with his little baby dick hands.
That was like week.
It was week 12. It was week 12.
It was week 12. Yeah, you're right.
And since then, Bengals haven't lost, Steelers haven't won.
Joe wasn't hurt that game, right?
Yes, he was. It was Browning.
Oh, okay.
It was Browning's
first
start.
First game. Okay.
It was,
his first start.
Yeah. His first game was Ravens.
Right. That's what I mean. His first start.
And don't let Najee Harris and Jalen Warren cook.
Yeah.
Because they literally.
They got some people out, too, though.
Minka's out again.
Both their safeties are out.
Casey's out for the year because he's suspended for that hit on Michael Pittman.
The hit on Michael Pittman, yep.
Yeah, which, by the way, did you see that hit?
They're the most dirty team in the NFL, the Steelers, man.
All right, so this is something I've brought up a bunch of times, but like I actually came across this thing on Pro Football Focus, and they named like the four teams that are penalized the least when they review the footage that should have been penalized, and it's always the same, like four. It's always Green Bay, Dallas,
Pittsburgh,
and I think San Francisco or something. I can't remember the fourth. I always fucked that up. But it's where most of the fucking refs train.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Makes
so,
sense.
Like, they're, you know, they know the stadium. They know the people. Right, blah, right. Blah, blah. So I've brought that up a bunch of times. But God damn it, that sucks so much.
Yeah.
I mean, can you hate four teams more than those?
Dude, when Dallas lost to...
I don't mind Dallas and them.
When Dallas lost to Buffalo this week, I know Buffalo like winning decreased our playoff chances, but I will take a Cowboys loss any chance I can get. Yeah. Yes, please I'll do that.
Yeah. The Cowboys always are going to implode.
Yep. The Cowboys are talked about every year. They have not made it. So my brother has graduated from chiropractic school. The Cowboys have not made an NFC championship game in his lifetime.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's insane. They have not made
you
it
got
since
full on career.
1990. We'll see. Since 96. Since they have not made an NFC championship since 96.
Damn. I was in freshman in high school.
So I was in preschool.
Another old joke.
Yeah, he's slinging them at us.
Yeah.
Picking them up.
The years will catch up to me.
Yeah. So, keep on living.
So like I said, I think the keys are I think the Bengals are doing everything right to they're putting themselves in the perfect place to win this revenge game because they've opened up the run game. Jake Browning has experience as a starter. The Steelers are, I'm calling them the Pittsburgh Reelers right now because they're fucking reeling.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
And
they're not the Pittsburgh Steelers that they used to be. You know what I mean, from the past.
No, it's like Ben.
Yeah, because
scary.
They're not currently, embedding a sex offender.
How many times, Lloyd?
Twice. Once in Lake Tahoe and another time near his lake house in Georgia.
Correct.
These are all facts.
Yep. There are thousands
It'll
of languages.
Come up again, I assure
not
you.
Not alleged.
There are thousands of languages in the world, and the only one you chose to speak was facts. So I like saying that one.
That's dope. I like that.
But like the Bengals, Lloyd, Santino, Breezy, you guys ready to take down these fucking Pittsburgh Steelers?
Hell yeah.
Fuck. A lot.
We are going to start.
We have the special towel also. Cleveland sucks, and Pittsburgh swallows.
Yes, we do. And Baltimore, they just ask you not to get it in his hair. So the mascot, Steely McBeam. Lloyd, what do you have on this fucking
asshole?
He's
a great mascot for the Steelers organization. He, like most of the staff and players, gives off don't go into a bathroom with me alone vibes.
What are you gonna say?
He looks like Frisch's big boy retarded cousin.
I said Steely McBeam. Looks like he thinks the Steelers' wide receiver attitude problems can be solved by signing a white wide receiver. It's like, white. We should look into the Cooper Cup.
Cooper Cup.
He's got class.
A cup of Cooper.
Wait, okay, so I completely forgot to bring this up when we were talking about T's mom. So, the thread that we put on Facebook for T's mom, there was one person who commented, she's not a very classy woman. And I was like, sit this one
Sounds
out.
Sounds like a conservative.
You mean white? You mean she's not white?
No, it was a dude who was he had his kid as his profile picture, and I just fucking
If your fuck receipt is your profile picture, stop.
Right.
I'm out.
Fuck receipt.
I'm not going to put a used condom Crotch full of jizz.
Hey, look, I fucking got laid one time. Look, look at this thing that I made. It kind of looks like me. I like it a lot because it kind of looks like me.
I'm not going to put a used condom full of jizz on my profile picture.
Right.
Wow, I cannot believe I said that live on a podcast. The owner, Art Rooney.
I didn't get to do a roast.
Oh, did you want to do a roast?
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
I'm doing off the top, Alex.
Off the top.
Me too. I'm pretty stout.
Breeze, what do you got?
Steely McBeam. He looks more like Crafty McCheese.
Yes.
With hair.
He looks like Bruce Campbell with jaundice.
I'm telling you, he's Frisch's big boy's cousin with Down syndrome.
Yeah, he's the one that brings meth to the family reunion. God,
here he comes again.
It's not even good meth. It's just Pittsburgh meth.
He made it in his backyard.
It wasn't even Sudafed. It was
Gatorade
just fucking.
Bottle.
All right, this will be just for you, but he looks like the feeling you have after watching Cronin do a set.
The owner, Art Rooney.
He looks and seems like that teacher from Whiplash.
He definitely yells at kids to get off his lawn.
Yep. I feel like he throws things at players. And he's like, you're three-fifths
of a
person.
Fuck off my lawn!
You're only three-fifths of a person. I'm not.
Right.
Breeze, what do you got?
I feel like I've seen him on Law & Order SVU before.
He is a sex offender.
That's what it is.
Ice-T brought him down.
They do one of those cutaways where Ice-T talks for way too long, and you realize he has no business being honest. He's like, so what you're saying is this man likes to put his penis into little kids?
Into little kid.
So he likes to do things that people do not want him to do to them.
And then let's go.
And then Horatio, which is another Miami, but he'll rip off his glasses and give you a cheesy one-liner like,
"Yeah,
you mean
put
white,
that file in on white, that pedophile."
You mean white Mike Tomlin?
What?
White Mike Tomlin?
White Mike Tomlin.
So, Santino, you remember when I said there was a guy on the Steelers that, the last person you would have expected?
Yeah.
That, was a rapper?
This fucking guy?
It was actually Art Rooney.
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah, it was actually Art Rooney.
When and where?
It was in 2015. He was, he did, a brief appearance in a rap video with, Brett Keisel.
I might have seen that.
It was, He called himself Art Grandmaster Rooney.
No.
Dumbest shit in the world. Yes.
I think he would have went Grand Dragon.
So Art Rooney II once rapped in a music video to raise awareness for epilepsy. It succeeded in raising awareness about the fact that I now have epilepsy.
He only did that because he's punched his children in the head so many times that they all have epilepsy.
But now the GM, Omar Khan, who looks like the hype man in the Art Rooney rap video.
He definitely looks like, I don't know, I got nothing here.
All right, he looks like the kind of dude who literally like covers his mouth and giggles if you say the word testicles. And which I think is why he has made himself actually look like a human testicle.
Yeah, it's like he has to convince people he's actually a black man.
Ladies and gentlemen, testicles.
No, I'm black for real.
That is all.
See, Santino said that, and my brain immediately goes to, man, he looks like that dude we saw on 90 Day Fiancé.
Which one?
Thumb? I think the dude who was like, no, you guys, she loves me. I just have never met her in four years.
He looks like his girlfriend goes to another school.
Yeah, he looks like
my girlfriend goes to another school, guys.
He looks like he is currently dating someone for the past 7 years who lives in Ukraine.
I do have a girlfriend.
I do. I send her $850 a month.
All the guys are like, so, hey, how's your girlfriend?
We're very Omar? Serious.
We have great erotic sexual.
We're all going out for drinks after with our girls. Why don't you invite yours?
He looks like if Uncle Fester went to BYU.
A lot of soaking there from what I hear.
Soaking. He has to have his friend jump on the bed.
Do you know what soaking is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what soaking is?
No, I do not.
It is where, like, it's like a
it's
BYU.
It's where Mormons have sex without having sex, basically.
It's
wait
like,
a minute, is this where they do the whole thing in the sheet?
No.
It's like
they
someone
put their
will
penis
like
in someone and don't move.
Yeah.
But then someone else
can jump on
thrust.
The bed.
So then technically they didn't do
so
the act.
Like this is like Catholics going, fuck me in the ass. It
yeah,
doesn't count.
That's
okay.
Exactly it.
Yeah,
why? Exactly.
Okay.
Again, why?
Gotcha. Why I'm a virgin,
Catholic
but
girls?
You can fuck me in the ass. What?
The head coach, Mike Tomlin.
He looked like every black dude's uncle.
He makes him call him Unk.
Unk, yep. He got a pocket full of change, too.
He looks like Bernie. he looks like a dude that might be looking for a new job next year.
He looked like Will I Am Getting Older.
He looks like the lead singer of the Bug Eyed Peas.
He looks like a guy who might be looking for a new job next year because
he
should.
He's
because
on the hot
in
seat.
The past, he has defended a guy who was charged with sexual
there
assault.
There it is. He got it twice.
Once in Lake Tahoe, once again near his lake house in Georgia.
Steelers suck, baby. So Mike Tomlin once said he has known Damar Hamlin, and Tomlin said he was fortunate to have watched Hamlin develop into the player he is today. Which, if you're unaware, is a guy who can't make it off most people's practice squads. Or as the Steelers call it, a quarterback. So,
pew. Hey, he looks like Omar Oops.
Omar Oops?
No, that's it.
That's it. That's it. Omar Oops.
That was very good. But, yeah.
And no, you can't buy nothing to follow that. That was it. That was the headliner.
I was just going to say.
What you got?
I swear I saw him on an episode of Scared Straight. But he was one of the corrections
officers. Even the correctional officer.
So, Lloyd, what do you got? What do you have on Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch Trubisky? Bitchsky? Bitch? Is it bitch?
Wait, what's happening?
Oh, my God. It's Christmas time.
What is it?
Yeah. Wait.
Is
no,
it snowing?
What's happening? Is this... What is? Is
I feel
this?
Like, I feel like building toys.
Yeah. Is this like a... Wait, why is this song playing?
Oh, because it's going to be Mason Rudolph.
Yeah,
Mason Rudolph.
It's going to be Mason Rudolph this weekend.
All right, well, you know, it's Christmas time, so, you know, I have to say something about Rudolph. And what I'm going to say is he's definitely better than an old QB who was accused of sexual assault twice, once in Lake Tahoe and again near his lake house in Georgia.
He looks like he's threatened to kill his parents for the trust fund money a few times.
Breezy, what do you got?
Honestly... I didn't even know that that's who that was because I had heard the name but not the face, and this is the first time I'm seeing the face. And
you can't
immediately
hear a face.
Before I knew what that was the dude, I'm like, Russian villain.
Russian villain.
That was like immediate thought. So like he's probably great at chess, but also sexually assaults women. Apparently once in Lake Tahoe.
he looks like Taylor Notner.
Um, Lloyd, are you ready for maybe the biggest Alex joke I've ever written?
So much. I love it.
So I briefly put this on Houdini Nation, but I deleted it. I might have to put this on Twitter. But they are fine.
X.
Whatever, Elon, you fucking retarded ass piece of shit. Autistic. We're both autistic. I can say that. They are finally letting poor Rudolph join.
He's one of ours.
They're finally letting poor Rudolph join in as a replacement in the reindeer games. Yeah. Since the Steelers are letting Mason Rudolph join in the reindeer games this weekend, the Bengals' defensive game plan is for Trey Hendrickson to be blitzing. So
I got it. Bada bow.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Yes. That beautiful. Was amazing.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
That was a high five. Yes. That was beautiful.
So Santino
cross table. High five. There we go.
There we go.
What are you saying?
I said, the Alex jokes are always fucking
dumb, punny, but yeah, like.
Love it. I end with one, so.
Yes. Mason. Oh, you end with one?
He looks like.
My Alex joke of the week is my last joke.
Once he finds out a girl sleeps with a black man, it's a deal breaker.
He looks like he only sleeps in sleeping bags because of what happened to him at that Boy Scout camp.
touch me in my no-no square.
He touched my bathing suit parts. Why were you wearing a two-piece, man?
Honestly, if your dick is a square, you've got bigger problems.
Well, hey, should probably get that checked out.
What? What's wrong with that? Is that bad?
Apparently. Ask that again.
Is that bad?
Najee. What do you got on Najee Harris?
Does anyone else feel like poor Najee is being held hostage by the Steelers in some weird way? Like...
He's got the Stockholm syndrome going on.
No, he's got like Suckholm syndrome.
The only people that have Suckholm syndrome is the NFL referee officials.
He also has
sucking Patrick.
He also has can't hold syndrome.
he runs like an amputee. Can't hold a note. Can't carry it. Oh,
no, he looks like Roger from Sister Sister. No, go home, Roger.
He looks a little more like Roger from American Dad.
Yeah. A mixture. A
I ate the pecan sandies.
Pecan sandies.
Are the twins home?
He's a mixture of both.
All right.
He's such a nice fucking guy, too. Like every year we roast him, and I read something else, and it's like, hey, this guy did the most cool thing you've ever heard of anyone doing. No, like he literally gave like fucking $2.7 million to a fucking homeless shelter.
Yeah, because he grew up in a homeless shelter.
Because he had a draft party in the homeless shelter him and his mom lived in for years.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. I feel
like the Steelers Nation, they have something on him. Like they have,
yeah,
they have some means of keeping him there. he does not belong.
Camera footage of
it's the so first funny. Time he's had an income in his entire life.
You ain't going nowhere. You going back to the shelter.
Breezy, do you have anything on old Najee?
He looks like he wandered onto the team and he's like, okay, he's this is on. Where I am.
Actually, that's all Shazier can be is a barely can walk on.
Oh, it's getting dark.
Oh, no, not anymore because it's also light skin, not dark, but like Shazier.
he's more of a Jada than a
yeah, he is.
Yeah, Jada. Dude, because he fucking cheated on his wife.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yep.
Speaking of light skin, Jaylen Warren.
Jaylen Warren looked like he still changed out of people's ashtrays.
Like you can see in his face how fat of a man he is going to be post football. Like he's gonna be 36 year old, 400 pounds, and won't remember his wife's name.
He's still a roaches out of your ashtrays too.
She's gonna have to help him from room to room. Just another fucking horrible inconvenience inflicted upon the world by the Steelers.
Breeze, you have anything on Jaylen Warren?
I keep staring at his eyebrows and thinking of those little magnetic face things that you had when you were a kid that you pulled up with a pen.
Oh, you know I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, that's how his facial hair is. It's like magnetic. Yeah.
Little, I think little, I know what you're talking
little
about.
Little metal filings there.
And are you talking about like things that, like attached, like those little? Yeah, I know he's got those on his face. I know what you're talking about.
He looks like someone put the angry eyebrows on him.
The wide receiver, Deontay Johnson.
All right, he has happy idiot face. Tell me I'm wrong. Like he looks like if you give him a gift, he would smile real, real big and wait for you to read whatever is on the box.
He looks like he's into pegging.
You got a problem with that?
Yes.
Breezy, what do you got?
I was going to say, he again just looks happy to be here. He just seems like a happy idiot guy.
Like that man has a favorite cereal for sure.
Oh yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
It's
like
Captain
like,
Crunch berries.
He's like, I like honeycombs. They're like, stop chewing on the furniture, Deion.
He's like, but on Saturday we eat Golden Crisps.
Breaking out the good shit.
Like he looks like he defends his parents at Golden Corral at the meat cutting station. God damn,
that's okay.
It would work better if my brain had kept going. It just
spit it out.
I have a joke about Deontay Johnson and George Pickens together. So what do you got on George Pickens? All
right, so I'm going to need someone to Google this real quick so we can see the image.
Okay.
He looks exactly like a Goomba from the 1993 Super Mario movie
with John Leguizamo.
And John Leguizamo. Tell me he does not look like one of the Goombas.
He does. When they're dancing in an elevator.
It's fucking perfect. It's exactly what they make.
I see it.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Nah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Goombas are terrifying.
Oh,
but awful. Tell me that's not exactly what his face is. Right?
Nah, for sure.
All right.
I see it.
So if you don't know Deontay Johnson, and do you have anything on George Pickens, by the way?
Man, he just looks part other species.
He does.
Like Goomba.
The Goomba.
Yeah.
He's a Goomba and a predator.
He looks like his parents own a George Perkins.
So Deontay Johnson.
Dumb as fuck.
It really is. I was just going to pretend that I didn't hear
it. Yeah, it was fine. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever said out loud.
It's hacky, like when George Pickens tried to catch a pass. He's hacking at it.
So Deontay Johnson and George. So hang with me when I tell this joke. Wait till I get to the end. Deontay Johnson and George Pickens are two of Pittsburgh's greatest alt comics. I'm sorry. All mediocre guys who stand there and do nothing and think it's greatness look alike to me.
I hate that.
Don't talk about Dan Brady like that.
Very true. But no, see what I mean here?
Yes.
Stood there, did nothing.
Yep.
Celebrate.
I love it. That's actually a very, very, very clever and well put together joke, and I want to acknowledge that.
I appreciate that.
Very, very nice.
It's not the only thing that was well put together after a long period of time. We'll get to that. Calvin Austin. Either that's Calvin Austin III or Jamar Chase has way more baby mama drama than I realized.
He looks like some weird like steroid towel boy program that they're doing in Pittsburgh because he's – like we talked about this on the last one. Like he literally wasn't allowed in a club because they didn't believe him.
I forgot
about
that. Oh,
yeah, because they didn't believe who he was?
No.
They didn't believe he was 21.
Oh, for real?
So he went – at first he didn't have his ID and they didn't let him in. And he went back and got his ID from the fucking hotel and came back and they handed them the ID and they were like –
thought it
was
some fake?
Bullshit. Yeah. Because he looks like he's fucking 12.
He really does. He looks like he's just like, he looks like, do you know those like Sports Illustrated faces in the crowd sections? That's what he looks like. He just looks like one of the faces in the crowd. Like he's some fucking like 17-year-old star athlete.
He looks like they gave Webster like all of the steroids that the Pittsburgh Steelers have used over the years.
He looks like he plays drums at a black church.
He looks like he's friends with the guys who used to be in Counting Crows.
I couldn't think of a one syllable name quick enough. There it is. But let's move on. Patty Fry.
All right, here's my Alex joke of the week.
Let's fucking go, baby.
I wish the crowd would fucking fryer shoosh. Shut the fuck up.
Anytime it's like the Steelers have always had like those tight ends where it's like anytime
Heath.
They catch a ball. I mean,
we got T now.
The Bengals.
I was wondering that earlier this week. Like, did that start in college? Did they do that at Clemson?
I'm sure.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't know. I just feel like I caught wind of them doing it in the last two or three years. I mean, he's only been in the league what three years?
T Higgins.
Four.
He was drafted. This is his fourth year.
Fourth year, right? Yeah. I think that's dope though that we do that.
Yeah, I actually it's one of my favorite things about T is as many times like remember when Cowboys had Jason Witten?
Yeah,
and they'd be Witten. The whole crowd would say Witt.
Like we don't do anything for Tanner Hudson.
I wish that we had more of those. And now that we have the T thing, I genuinely do enjoy it more than I thought I would.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah. Especially hearing it on TV and the whole stadium's like,
that's one of the things we always talk about is like how often you hear like Who Day.
Oh, yeah. That we talk about that on Twitter all the time. Who Day chants. We can hear the Who Day chants on TV.
There's, I can't remember what game it was, but like she literally like, got giddy. Like
it was the like, I know the fucking the, thing
because you could hear it just the whole
the
time.
Buffalo game for sure. You could hear it.
Jacksonville,
you could hear. Tampa Bay last year when we came back in the second half, you could hear it.
That game was nuts, and that was the same
the
week.
The Patriots game last year.
Every time we're out of state,
yeah,
and
no,
you
we travel
hear
well.
Our people. It is, even when we went out of town for that, for our camping trip, like, I have a vintage Bengals varsity jacket that's so one dope. Of no, my, nice.
Yeah.
like, it's your go-to. Like, I used to get made fun of for wearing that
now
shit.
Now it's dope.
I used to hang it up on public coat racks, right. and now I'm like, nope, but... Everywhere we went, people were like, Hooday, like yeah. everywhere.
Yeah, we're in a fucking, like, a truck stop, whatever. And there's a dude who looks like he couldn't have spelled football if you paid him my past 5 year salary.
He's like, I'm rooting for you guys.
He's like, I'm rooting for you guys, Hooday.
Yeah.
And then when he was walking away, didn't he say something like, you're pretty or something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Always follow like, with something.
I was like, man, I loved you and then hated you so.
Yeah.
You could have stopped right there.
Yeah. Also, I was going to say about that Tampa Bay game. I remember that was the same week that the Jacoby Myers lateral happened to Chandler Jones. Yeah. That was that same week.
No, we can do this one because as soon as I saw him, I just pictured like when John Goodman would get mad on Roseanne. Like when Dan would flip out because yeah. he's such a nice guy, but then he just fucking...
like when Roseanne's sister's boyfriend beat her.
He
went to fought the dude.
Then went with the cops. Like yeah, I got it.
Like now, when he,
I
got...
thought he would. I thought you for sure would have said he has like Price Hill landlord's son face.
Oh well, first I thought, oh that's a mortgage broker.
Looks like he freebases.
like he owns a pizza shop in my house.
He looks like he freebases protein powder.
Yeah, he's got that like that. He's got like the hot son John Goodman had. One, like it's like, oh you're only hot because your dad has so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's much more like the Nick Cage son that can't
read. But now, Lloyd Santino Breezy
yes.
Alex.
I think we got him pretty good.
I think so.
Predictions and bullshit. Dude, it's... All right, so
before you get started, I want to point something out. Do you remember that tweet you sent out, like, who did this about the Steelers suck meme? Mm-hmm. Got, like,
it was like a meme where it was like someone like photoshopped like Steelers suck on the bottom of the...
Oh, yeah.
And you said, who did this?
Mm-hmm.
He did this.
That shit went off on Twitter.
That was me. that shit went off. If you don't believe me, look at my camera roll where it has the editing process. Yeah.
I believe you.
He ain't gonna lie. No, I had it prepared and ready to go.
He literally told me not to tell you.
See, you should have tweeted that.
Yeah, I did. I put
somebody wound up tagging you or something like. Yeah, like they seen. Like
yeah,
they
that was me.
Were, yeah.
And that was fantastic.
It was
great. But I just loved it. I was like, I literally was trying to talk to him about having you on that week.
Really.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that shit went up. I got a lot of impressions off of that.
Alex and co-signed it. It was literally that week. I was like, we got to have Santino
small
on.
Small city, man.
Yeah. And then I was
and he
like,
was like, Santino? I think that's the dude who tweeted out my thing.
So what it was, so here's what happened. So Lloyd was like, we should have Santino. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And so I'm like, and this was after you tweeted. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I kind of went back. I was like, wait a minute. This is the dude who fucking tweeted by me.
Yeah.
And I say, like, dude, it got attention. It literally got like 10,000.
I'm an artist, so like I wasn't gonna take the credit for
it. Oh no, you're
that's
good.
Why I was like, I gotta tag you.
No, I just loved that it was who did this. Literally, I mean what, 45 minutes after we were talking about having you
somebody
on.
Found you ASAP. Like they were like, oh I know did that.
No, I was like, someone messaged me like they found it on Twitter and I was like, I wanna see the tweet.
Yeah.
And it was fucking you.
It was me.
And it was
just fun small world moment. I was just like, yeah, that's beautiful. That's
hell yeah, dude.
And when I found that, I'm like, immediately, I'm like, dude, we got to have Santino. Yeah. We got to have Santino on.
That's why you got to be on Twitter, man.
I know. And I'm like, I'm starting to like get into Bengals Twitter a little bit, but it's like, I still like to reserve my Twitter for like mostly jokes. So it's
you
like,
got to come in spaces, man.
Yeah. It's like, I could come in like Bengals. Women. Like, I'm not ready to have a kid yet.
Not in that space.
Also, I have.
Snip, baby.
I have thought of the joke if a woman tells me to finish inside of her. I am comfortable doing it because I know I'm not a caper.
And you can scratch up $700.
I got that in savings now.
There you go.
No
emergency purposes.
Especially after issue one.
I was
one
actually
pass.
Just sitting here like looking at this, and I was like, oh, in that moment, I knew you and I knew him. I wasn't involved in any way. I was just looking over at Breezy. She's a comic like you, a hip-hop singer like you, and just a fucking crazy person like me. Like, I'm literally just the fucking weird dude.
You're the odd man
knows.
Out here?
Yeah, I'm just like the weird guy that everyone here knows. Like,
yeah.
The guy that brings in the equipment.
Like, God, I'd love to get more into Bengals because I've interacted with like a few, like Willie Lutz. I know
Willie. That's the homie too.
Drew Garrison.
Better than Bill Lutz.
Billy Lutz, I know him too.
Better than Will Lutz, the kicker.
Will Lutz.
But like, I've interacted with Willie a few times, but I've never actually met the dude. Mm. I'm trying to think of who I know. I know Bengal Jim. I know Tony. I've met the captain a few times.
Captain's a homie.
Who else have I met?
Josh Isles.
Josh Isles. He's a buddy of mine, actually. He rules.
Good kid.
Even the frickin' The Bengals media follows me, like James Rapine.
Yeah, we had Rapine on.
Ben Baby follows me.
Yeah, we had
Rapine on. I've talked to him a bunch of times.
Yeah, so,
yeah, Rapine rules. We were gonna have Lisco on, but I think that kind of fell through.
Jake Lisco. Yeah.
Oh man, who else?
He was busy beating puppies to death with kittens. Does that dude not give off like fucking straight up serial killer vibes?
Does,
right?
He
like he's like, I enjoy a nice, relaxing Sunday. I go down by the lake. I take some puppies out of the bin. I beat them to death with a kitten, and
I take a nap.
Yeah, and I sleep on the dock. Is that bad? Sorry.
I mean, I know Jeff Trenipole, the Strawberry Iceman. He's like, it's him and Maddie Meyer who do the Jackpot Joey stuff, which I'm like. I was kind of like annoyed by it because they're just like they're saying the guy like Jackpot Joey, but it's just like they're doing because it's a nickname they came up with.
Right.
I was annoyed by it for a while, but meanwhile we're the ones trying to get Connor McGregor into the into the lexicon.
Twitter is how you do it. I named Jake Browning Jake Feisty.
Jake Feisty, I like that.
Jake
I
Feisty. Like
that. I saw one that said Jake Winter.
No, like, they'd be calling him Jake Frost too.
Yeah, but I saw one that was like Jake Winter.
That's
and
stupid.
And then like. But the responses to it were exactly like, that's like Jack Frost.
Right.
Like, man, why are you guys arguing in a
But it was
bang?
Literally like Joe Burr happened. I can't do the brr thing, but it's like
brr. She can roll her tongue.
Joe Burr. Like, I can't do that. Brr. But it was literally one TikTok.
Yeah.
It was like Joe Scheisty and Burr.
Who was that TikTok guy? I know
it was like a game reviewer, but he did like a highlight thing.
He did highlight things, but he like talked shit over him. I know who you're talking about too.
That was after the Bengals Steelers game 2 years ago with the one where the Bengals just fucking lit him up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And like the highlight where he's just like running in. Joe Scheisty and Joe Burr were formed in the same 2 second span.
Well, I like that clip of like, it was. Burrow throwing the ball as he was getting hit like 7 times in a row, and dude was just like, "Fucking Joey," but like he had like the
fuck
Latin
is that
accent,
dude's name
so,
on TikTok.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, we'll find it out later. I'm trying to think of what other like
Trap House Sports.
Trap House Sports. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Came to me.
No shit. Yeah, I'll have to look that guy up.
Yeah, he's funny as fuck.
Hell,
that's where I played heroin volleyball.
But, banging above. We did have the North.
The neighbors?
Who knows? But,
could
dude.
Be a crackhead.
Dude, what a fun episode. Santino is good to finally.
You too, man.
Yeah, I told Lloyd, I'm like, dude, don't tell Santino. That,
he didn't.
And I was, don't tell Santino that.
That
I was
a surprise. You say you got a surprise for me?
That
was it.
Wait, you said like, oh, I got a surprise or something like that?
I don't know. Did you say that?
Yeah. Something like that. It was when we first were talking about it.
Yeah.
But
that's funny, bro.
That meme literally took like 2 hours to make.
I bet.
Yeah. It was like I took other parts of the picture and like put them in other parts. And I was just like, I made the top 2 sections black.
I think I was at that game too.
Jesus. I was there too. What was your section?
I was in the 150 somewhere.
No, I mean, like, what were you orange or black? Because I remember I was.
I mean, you can look at him.
Nah, you know what? I might not have been. I wasn't at that game.
No. I was in a black section, I believe.
That's what's up.
And also, I would like to shout out
my whole life.
Never say that in his life.
I would also like to shout out all the Bills fans who wore white jerseys to make our Stripe the Jungle event all sparkly.
Funny. Yeah,
they made it look cool.
But I will give the Bengals that they have pulled off a couple of like.
Oh, yeah, their social media fun. And shit, they're on
Katie
point.
Blackburn, fucking.
I love the videos that they post on Instagram where they ask them all a question.
The
like,
random questions.
Yeah, the one the other day was like, what was the first thing you bought when you signed your... The one you, like, because I think of like getting that guap guap, being able to call my mom like, what you want?
Right.
A new face? What do you want? Like, I got 50K for you right now.
Bitch, I'll get you so much plastic surgery you can blink your lips.
Yeah.
Actually...
That
what were you going to say?
That was just a fun fun segment. Like,
also, I want to bring up an idea she's had that I think is fucking amazing. And tell me none of it, everyone at this table would pay for it. What is the idea?
So I believe, because the NFL likes to make money, that you should be able to, if you are 18 and up, 21 and up, you can pay to hear every player on mic. For every game.
Oh, that would rule.
Would you not tell me?
I would pay. I would pay at least $20.
Only reason why they wouldn't do it is because of the private, like the privacy, like the plays and stuff. They don't want to get.
No. I'm saying like just the mic'd up, like they do, like normally they have, so they cut the mics during like the huddle, whatever.
Oh yeah, and then, yeah, that'd be dope.
Her idea is that you could hear everyone. Player
like when they get to that line,
when they talk shit,
and they talk
it's
shit,
it's gonna get there because at this point, it's literally WWE.
It's like, entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you remember the play?
Talking shit? Oh my god!
There was a play where Cam Newton was like, the defense recognized the coverage, and then Cam Newton's like, "You guys watching film? Aren't you?"
Yeah.
Like that's the shit that I love.
I want to hear the shit talking.
That's what I'm so saying. Fun. I'm like, even when they get to that line, just like that first snap.
Have you ever heard that clip of Derek Carr when he was in fucking when he was a Raider and dude came after him and he throws the ball whatever touchdown? He was like, "You thought you got me, bitch, didn't you? You thought you got me."
Wait,
like,
Derek Carr?
Yeah, and dude was like, "You call me a bitch?" And Derek Carr like, "Well, you just got scored on like a bitch, didn't you?" Like, it was.
So this is the same man who, after a huge win, said, "Let's freaking go. Just say fuck."
Right.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say like I actually my biggest Bengals social media moment was. Right after the first playoff win against the Raiders, the Bengals tweeted, "Send that text," and I had the biggest response.
Oh, nice.
And this was pre... Do you remember what I did?
Was it about pocket hats?
No, it was not. Surprisingly.
Sorry. That's
running joke.
It's a joke.
But I had this planned. So I had this idea where I would... I'd text my mom. I'd say, "The Bengals finally won a playoff game," and she would respond, "Who is this?" So I sent that. I put that screenshot into and I responded like immediately to Twitter.
Like you just sent it to a random person.
No, I sent it to the Bengals Twitter account.
No, but I'm saying like that's the joke. Like send that text and you just sent it to a random person.
No, I sent it to my mom.
Right, like, but the joke is
like she's just like, "Who is this?"
Right. Did you say that it was your mom?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it got like
that's not how she responds when I text her.
Yeah, very true. I got like 14.
It just says be there in 15.
Yep. It got like 1,400 likes, which is fucking insane.
There you go.
I love you, Alex.
I love you, Lloyd.
I love your mom, too. I feel weird about making that joke.
Yeah, that's
she's
okay.
She's like the sweetest person.
She really is. My mom is like, she's always like, she tries to be a person. She's like, always wants to help everyone out. She's the best.
The Bengal boys, too, are those that are homies as well.
Dude!
Alex,
dude, that's my fucking dude.
That's my homie.
I just texted
him yesterday.
He's a comic out of
Nashville.
Nashville. And I was, because I'm doing... this is a plug. I'm doing a show called Don't Tell.
Okay.
It's in Nashville. You shush. And I text him, like, I messaged him, like, "Hey, dude, I'm coming down." And he's like, I don't know if I can get off work.
Oh, yeah. We got something playing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get it done this season, but we got something playing.
Dude, that would fucking rule.
We got something playing.
But, I remember that dude, like, sat next to me one game, and I think we just, like, I told him, like, I was a comic, and he was like, "Yeah, I do shows out in Nashville," which is where, like, Nate Bargatze's from, Theo Vaughn's from.
He's got, like, a show, like, a weekly or some shit. Yeah,
he does?
Something like that.
Online or, like, a live show?
Live show.
Like it's like a good. Yeah.
In Nashville.
No shit. I've been trying to get into Zanies, but I just can't seem to get into there.
Show up.
Yeah, he came up. 1 week we had a couple. We just met up at a bar, Taste of Belgium next to there or whatever.
Next to the stadium.
Yeah. Me and him just kicked it. We obviously met each other on Twitter.
Can we edit this part out where the hip hop artist went to Taste of Belgium to meet up with someone? I don't think that's bougie.
I'm the bougie rapper.
I was gonna say they have good coffee, but
I don't even think it was Taste of Belgium. It's like a bar next door or some shit.
It was like E&O Kitchen or something like that.
Actually, that place is
good.
You been to E&O?
Yeah,
nice.
Something like that. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. We got something planned. We're gonna do one of their songs, but he's like, "I need a rapper for this." I'm like,
yeah, dude, 100%.
Yeah, they're going to sing in front of the last Abercrombie and Fitch store.
They're going to go to the Kenwood Mall. But, dude, this was, dude, Santino, thank you for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, dude. And
Breezy, thank you for coming
on. Yeah, Breezy, thank you for coming on as well, being a returning guest, being a just wonderful human. Sorry, I accidentally stepped on a couple of your...
It's okay.
You're an asshole, man.
But, dude... Having T's mom on would be so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, hit her up on Twitter. She's
is
fun.
She? Does she live local or does she live?
I think she lives in Tennessee still.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But she's always up here.
That would fucking roll.
Yeah, because I think she tweeted the other day, like, headed to Cincinnati for the game.
I feel like we'd have to have her like record at the club just so it's not like, hey, do you want to come to my weird apartment?
Yeah.
Fucking the weirdest Northside. Part. Yeah, the weirdest part of Cincinnati.
Yep.
She'd be like, nah, I'm good.
She well, from the hood.
I,
too,
I tweeted. Oh yeah. And you guys could. Retweet.
I already did.
Oh yeah. But finally, thank you for tweeting at us, Breezy. Thank you for hopping on, Santino. Thanks for hopping on, Lloyd. Yeah. But finally, plugs, Santino. Dude, you're trying to do like you're trying to like perform at halftime at a Bengals game?
So this is what happened.
Okay.
It's a bit.
So what happened was
see, I'm doing a bit. See that?
Okay.
So they use so shout out Bengals captain and Hube.
Okay.
Bengals captain the Monday night whiteout game versus the Rams hits me up. He's like, going to the game. I'm like, I ain't got tickets. He's like, you do now. So he asked me on like the second row.
That's where he sits.
Yeah, exactly.
Him
so,
and I'm like pretty close to him.
So I got on ESPN that night, like during the game, like they just shut, like my phone starts blowing up. Like, we just seen you on ESPN. Like everybody's tweeting me and shit. But anyways, I guess the Bengals media people. You
got
know,
Travis Vesser text that was misspelled.
I haven't spoken to Vesser in years.
Sorry.
I get I guess, you know, the media people take pictures. You're in the stadium. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they use my picture for a promo ad for the entertainment lineup for last week's game.
Damn.
So, like, my boy texts me, and I'm looking. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, and I look like, wait a minute. That looks like shit the Bengals do. Like, you know what I mean? And I sure enough, I go on the Bengals page. There I am. And then I look. Tweeted it. There I am. I'm like, fuck, I can use this. So I'm like, all right, man, I'm just going to start fucking reaching out to them via online and have everybody fucking. So I started doing these TikTok skits and shit.
Yeah. It's fucking been very funny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've been waking up at 3 a.m. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Like, the funny part, you say you like you want to be a comic. Like, you're very funny.
You can
you're
see
very
it. Funny. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. No, so like, I was like, yo, I could use this to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? So I've been making these like skits to where like I'm like waiting for the Bengals to contact me. You know what I'm saying?
And the Karen is starting to come out.
Yeah, that I pulled that one out of the hat this morning. I just randomly found that sound on TikTok. Like, oh, I could do something with this.
Yeah.
No, I just want to make sure you knew I was actually paying attention to your shit.
Hell yeah, homies.
That meant, no, that means a lot because I'm telling you, I've been waking up at 3 a.m. doing those. Like, what the? I'm waking up at 3 a.m. to do TikToks. Like, this is crazy. But it's cool though. I already got the next two plans.
That's where greatness happens.
Yep, that is.
I also completely forgot about
why it. When she just said that, I wanted to like make you do you two do like a freestyle battle. She's not gonna do that. So
I also can't believe this isn't me. This isn't a bit. I promise. There's one super fan we both completely overlooked.
Who that?
Harrison Butler.
Harrison. Yeah, Harrison, the comedian. That's my homie too.
He's the best.
That's my dog, man. I love. So great story about Harrison. I first caught him on YouTube. His it's a beautiful Sunday.
It's a beautiful Sunday.
I followed him on YouTube and shit. Then I found him and then on IG, I think. And then he knows an artist that I work with, three letters, Nuck. Yeah. And I ran into, I already knew Harrison, but I ran into him at the game. I'm like, oh, you know my boy, three letters? He like, yeah, so we're cool. I literally was talking to him about getting him into a video soon, so that's the homie, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's, like, he does Go Bananas,
Yeah, he does all of them.
Oh, yeah, he does all the clubs, and it's.
I jokingly told him he's the tiniest man I've ever let hug me.
He's a good dude, man. Yep.
Yeah, he's super cool, and he does, like, the Bengals prayer.
Yeah.
Dude,
we're at Bengals Gym's tailgate, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's the I go to.
Matter of fact, DJ Trub, the one that DJ, that's my homegirl too.
I DJed one of Bengals Gym's tailgates, and I did not. It was like the power kept going out, and I was just it didn't
it's a bad set, huh?
Didn't go well. But like we had a generator behind us, it just kept like going out, and Bengals Gym called me next week. It's like, yeah, we're not gonna bring you back, and I was like, dude, no harm, no foul.
Right.
I get it, but he's Bengals Gym is always like, and I've always wondered like. Are we cool because of that? But no, Bengal Jim is just such a nice dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's good people, too. And I even that, like, the year he was the fan of the year or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he was the Super Bowl. I mean, I see, you know, you see these people on all the Bengals media and on TV all the time. But I was, I don't know what they was going on in the stadium. I was there and they were like presenting him with the stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, now I know Bengals Jim, like, and he knows me. So I went from once, and that's shout out to John John because
yeah.
John John had invited me somewhere and Bengals Jim was there. So
that's that how fucking I met rips. But yeah, just all those guys. And it's like weird being a part of that community now because, like, I know all those dudes, like, with Hootay Nation, people are like, you're the guy that makes jokes. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, I do tend to do that sometimes.
I would know those people if I could go into crowds. And
yeah. Now you don't have to. You just got to go on Twitter. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Bengals Twitter can be really fun.
But see, here's the thing. So Spaces started on Twitter the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So it literally started, I want to say, the week of the AFC Championship when we beat Kansas City. So you got to think there's no really NFL, like, fan base has left on Twitter when this starts. So we were literally the first team on Spaces.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody, it's like, and everybody knows, each team knows, like, the Bengals, they kind of run Spaces. Like, we literally run Spaces. Like, it's like kinda, I remember it's like a gang.
The one thing where it was like a poll and they were deciding whether or not Joe Burrow was white or black. And it was on one of the I guess what you would call black Twitter. But yeah. They were like, no.
Oh, he's black invited, Twitter rules.
He's invited to the barbecue, top to bottom.
For sure,
blah, blah.
For sure.
Like, he's, you know, Jamar Chase. And
he won
and
us.
Blah, 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 blah. They went through the whole thing, but then they actually, like, took something from his Instagram, like a picture of his, like, Thanksgiving plate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that ain't.
That's funny.
I think the quote was, no one there thinks mayonnaise is spicy.
True.
And I love that so much. That was just.
Dude, yeah. I'm
Bengals
say
Twitter.
I'm going to say this real quick. So, like, black Twitter is, like, it's way funnier.
Oh, for sure.
Black.
It's got to be something going on in, like, black pop culture.
Not always.
So you can live tweet when they're live tweeting something
every
going
time
on.
Nick Cannon has a new kid?
Something like that. I mean, even.
So pretty frequently.
Something. Yeah, pretty frequently. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's when it's the best. That's peak black Twitter.
My favorite black tweet I've ever seen was, I can't say the N-word, but he this one dude tweeted, like, my dude got fired via text, and he ain't even got free texting. My dude paid 25 cents to get fired.
Get fired. That's funny.
Did you see the Candace Owens?
Candace Owens person?
Candace Owens. There was a black Twitter thing that went around about, like, Candace Owens, like, mentioned, like, football and sports that where people get hurt and blah, blah, blah. It was this weird, long, fucking drawn-out shit she did. And the roasts of her.
Gold.
It was fucking beautiful. If you go back and look them up, like,
she the cunt.
Like, there were literally, like, NFL players who probably got fined for the shit they said about her. Like,
what were, like, they saying?
Like, Megatron said something. He was like,
I have a perfect segue. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Like, my Latin housekeeper is blacker than you. Or something. Like, he said something like where if he was still playing, if he for sure would have got fined. But.
Which, by the way, before we go into plugs, there is one tweet from Black Twitter that happened this week that we got to talk about. It was from a former running back named Rashard Mendenhall.
I didn't see this.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
He was the guy. Oh, I have to pull it up because it was fucking. It made, like, huge headlines.
Yeah, they did, like, the.
Oh, the dude that used to play for the Steelers is talking about the white versus black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
it. So for those who don't know, he said, I'm sick of average white guys commenting on football. Y'all not even good at football. Very true, actually. Can we please replace the Pro Bowl with an all-black versus all-white bowl so these cats can stop trying to teach me who's good at football?
That's where he lost me. As a black person, here's why.
Okay.
He's got a point about the average white dudes because it's all the dudes on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Armchair quarterbacks, whatever. Play and versus them. What the fuck did, how did, you know what I'm saying? Play the sports analyst, the fucking, you know what I'm
saying? I brought this up last week. If you're the kind of person that DMs.
Play Nick Wright.
Holy shit. If you're the kind of guy that DMs a pro athlete after they have a bad performance, like, angrily, you have a tiny dick.
Yo, for sure, yeah, dude. You live in the basement with your mom.
What an orgasm is.
Nah, for sure.
So,
except for her personal trainer.
It's a lot of those guys on Twitter, and they're misogynistic as fucking. Bengals Twitter has a lot of females, and they be roasting these dudes. It's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. But, There were tweets like Jason Seahorn having a cover Tyreek Hill. It's like, what the hell?
That's funny.
But also, I was thinking about that like earlier today. It's like with the all white versus the all black team, we can probably edit this out. But like a lot of positions have like running back has Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
But yeah. After that, it's like, no white hey, DBs. Is Mike Allstott available?
The white DB is like a fucking myth.
Harrison Smith is like the only one.
The only one.
I said, what, there's four Asian ones and zero white ones.
Zero white. That's crazy.
In the league right now.
It was like after McCaffrey, it's like, hey, is Toby Gerhart up to anything?
Right.
What about
Rex Burkhead doing right now?
Yeah. What about Danny Woodhead?
Yeah, it's yeah,
it's very average.
I will say that one point,
didn't they?
What's up?
Burkhead, yeah. A Burkhead, yeah.
So one of my least favorite things in the world is the commentary on like Facebook Bengals.
Oh no, that's the bottom of the barrel.
We know.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
If somebody says something dumb on Twitter, people are like, that's fucking Facebook energy. Take that shit back to Facebook.
Like, yeah. Like my stepdad James, my mom.
It's all husband. Bengals PTSD older people. There's, you know, boomers.
And I have to run these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex fucking moderates a page with
it. And it did not take much for me to get there. It's like, hey, you're not an idiot. You want to help us run this? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's all boomers that fucking have Bengals PTSD. And the one thing that happens bad during the game, they're like, oh, it's it. The season's over. Like,
dude, it's the first fucking quarter.
I do need to migrate
my
to
my father-in-law's today. Like that, and I won't watch games around him. I refuse. Like, I'm not trying to hear that shit.
One of the most self-aware moments I ever had with my stepdad, which I'll call him that now, my mom's husband, James. As we were driving, and he was like, I keep getting into arguments with people on, like, Who Dey Nation. And I was like, stop.
Yeah, you can't argue
that
with
don't.
Those people.
And he was like, yeah. I realized after a few of the arguments that this
See, Twitter,
is-
for the most part, people know football.
Yeah.
Bengals Twitter, for, like, the Bengals fans, we know football, like, X's and O's. You know what I'm saying? Yep. We'll be telling people, like, this is about to happen during a game, and then it happens, and everybody's fucking surprised. Like, no, we actually watch our team. We know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So we have a running bit of, like, whatever I say is going to be repeated by an announcer 14 seconds
at later. Some point, huh?
Oh, it's absurd. It's like, because I've legit thought about, like, the fact, it don't matter, we're watching UFC, we're watching the Bengals. Lloyd says something that legit the announcer says seconds later. And I'm like, it's like you're running a delay right now.
Right.
It's crazy. But
once again, I love football, but I am a combat sports person first
yep.
and foremost.
Through and through.
I'm wearing a fucking Jack Johnson shirt.
There right you now. Go.
Like, who in this room knows who Jack Johnson is?
Boxer.
I know Jack Johnson is the acoustic guitarist.
I know you know who Jack Johnson is.
Have you ever
pancakes.
Seen
yep.
Her?
I man. Like Jack Johnson.
No, have you ever seen the documentary
I need to break down. That's the super
unforgivable blackness.
That's a
nah, super. I have it.
Yeah,
watch it. Buy it on Amazon, and I will pay you back if you don't like
you
it.
You gotta worry about it.
Yeah. No. It's also, called unforgivable blackness. It's about Jack Johnson. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
I'll check it out.
Life.
Also, I would say with if I got on Bengals Twitter, I would love to develop a following because like one I've told Lloyd this. One of my goals, and this is more realistic than it sounds. I hope. One of my goals is to sing the national anthem at a Bengals game.
My homegirl just did it this year.
No, was it the Bills game?
The Bills game, Reprina.
So I was blacked out during that national anthem.
You know Reprina too? Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was blacked out during that game.
That is the only time he can ever say those two words.
Blacked out.
Yep. But
hold on, I got to use a bathroom.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my goal. It's like I've done it for the Reds, and that's my goal is just to do it for the Bengals.
Basketball.
I did it for the Pacers. I did it for who else? Mason High School because I subbed there a lot.
There you go.
And actually, that's it. But no,
well, you did it for me that one time that let you film me and Breezy doing weird shit.
Oh yeah, that's very true.
Never happened.
He sang the national anthem before.
Oh, say can I see
your titties and, oh, no.
Your titties tonight.
Yeah, I was just trying to fill space because he went to the bathroom.
Yeah. But Lloyd, while Santino is in the bathroom, we ran fucking long, didn't we? But hour 33, one of the longest episodes we've done this year. Plug your shit.
I'm going to give all of my plug spot to Miss Breezy Lee.
Yeah.
Who has a few shows coming up.
Yes, well, I will be at Go Bananas on the Wednesday after Christmas, so that's the 27th.
Pro-Am in it.
For the Pro-Am, 7:30 p.m. Reservations, GoBananasComedy.com.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, Friday, we have the RIP to 2023 Pie and Violence show at Chameleon.
Okay.
At 9 p.m., and that is free, and Chameleon's one of our favorite spots, and
yep.
It's pretty dope. So, a lot of good people going to be on that show. Who we got? Carl Spaeth, Wayne,
Gabby Lowry.
Gabby's a fucking ripper, dude.
Yeah.
It's so loaded that we've literally had discussions about how to set the lineup, and everyone's such a monster that it's...
You really can't go wrong.
It's difficult to even like set a lineup for so many fucking amazing people.
Fucking
so.
A.
Dope.
Yes. I got some plugs. I got... God bless you.
Thank you.
Don't do it again. Okay. That's one of my teacher jokes I like to use. Where if a kid sneezes, bless you, thank you, don't do it again. And they're like, what the hell? I'm like, it's funny every time. So,
did
plugs.
Did my mom say you could babysit me after school?
Right.
If you're in Springdale, Arkansas, which I guarantee all
you're
of
not.
You are, I'll be at Hot Black Apple Cider. 29th, I'm doing Shut the Fuck Up Nashville.
Oh, hell yes.
December 30th, I'll be at Helltown at the Comet.
Fuck yes. I love the Helltown shows.
It's fun.
They are
it's a real
shit.
What did I just say?
I was just fucking with you. You said you were a Hot Black Apple Cider.
Yep, that's a show out in Arkansas.
Very amusing to me. Sorry.
And I'm doing Shut the Fuck Up Nashville on the 29th. 30th, I'm doing Helltown at the Comet, and I got a couple shows next year, but I'm trying
to
fill my calendar.
Limit.
Right now,
I keep forgetting to end that a year.
I know.
Also, for the first time, I can say this on air. If you want to see my dates, go to alexschubertcomedy.com.
Fuck yeah. Ooh. My man made a website.
Yeah, I got myself a website now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, granted, I had a huge sports bet hit this weekend, so I was able to fund my website through that.
There you go.
But
gambling pays. Yes,
or it costs you. But honestly,
what's your plugs, bro?
Yeah, seriously, plug everything.
I got a tour coming up with Afro Man. I leave for in 8 days.
No,
someone at this table has opened for Afro Man.
You too?
I did twice when I was in my early 20s.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And yeah, that was for stand-up comedy.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm doing Lexington. Then 8 days after that, we do Denver, Colorado. The next day is Kearney, Nebraska. Oof. And the day after that is Omaha, Nebraska. So.
Holy shit.
It's going to be fun. Never been in Nebraska. So.
No shit. That'll be fun.
Just tell them you're Mexican.
This the illest nigga in Nebraska.
Isn't that where the Cornhuskers are?
Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
Where Zach Taylor went to college.
Yes, he was a quarterback there.
There you go.
But all that being said, dude, again, such a fun episode. We ran real long, but dude. Happy to have this episode.
This was fun.
Yeah, we'll have you back on. If you want to come on in the off season.
Nah, I ain't coming back.
You got to bring Mama T on.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
We got to bring Mama T on to roast
somehow,
some motherfuckers.
Somehow, some way.
But Breezy.
Alex.
Santino.
Everyone.
Lloyd.
Alex.
I think we only have one thing left to say.
Fuck you, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
We like the Bengals.
Today.
Today.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.